So today we have the Georgies talking about their new business, Opaque, a new brand of male condoms which is designed and packaged for the ladies. And what's even better is that Opaque gives back by supporting health education and HIV prevention in Kenya. So what is Opaque to you?
Opaque to us is an opportunity to change the future for women all around the world. We want women to be able to make their own choices and to feel proud and empowered to prepare for safe sex.
So Opaque is really a mechanism for us to challenge this, and condoms are the vehicle that will enable us to really have that conversation with women that have never really been able to have the right to make their own choices and feel empowered. We want to see future generations purchasing condoms like they're buying milk, and we just want people to see that you don't have to be a male or a female to buy condoms. It should be gender neutral and equal, and that's what we're really all about and trying to target specifically through Opaque.
We see a future where women know they have the right and entitlement to be prepared for safe sex and have power over their sexual health, their bodies and planned pregnancies. The business really is a mechanism for us to be able to do this.
And how did you come up with the name Opaque?
So Georgie and I were sitting in a park, actually. We were lying under the sun and we were thinking about a name that we could use for our business and for this social movement. And the word Opaque actually means non-transparent, so you can't see through it. And that is really what we're standing for, this big issue where, you know, it's been happening for so long that people can't see past it, people can't see through it. And that's really the whole reason we're doing it.
How does Opaque empower women to take control of their sexual health and prepare for safe sex?
At the moment, men do dominate the condom market, and we want women to feel like it's just as much their role, really, to buy condoms as it is men. And most women said when we've asked, we've done interviews and surveys and even asking our friends, women say they feel awkward, they feel embarrassed, they feel judged by condoms, and they feel like they shouldn't be buying them. And we feel like the condom market at the moment has a lot to say for that. It's really evident because, you know, we go into supermarkets and we go into Woolies and Coles and BP stations, and every condom packet we look at is directed at men. So we see a huge gap in the market, and we want to change that, and with Opaque we will.
Yeah, and then there's also the other social aspect, which is looking at the whole taboo topic of sexual pleasure for women and condom use for women, which is quite ignored. And by spreading the word, you know, affiliating the logo and marketing with the strong message behind Opaque, it's giving women the power to be independent and to have control over their sexual health.
So your trip to Kenya in 2014 was your inspiration for Opaque. What exactly happened that confronted you and made you want to make a change to women's sexual health on a global scale?
Well, particularly in Kenya, we saw, it was really sad actually, Georgie and I went to a lot of schools and we met a lot of the principals and the teachers, and we went into the classrooms and the first thing that Georgie and I were told is that over half of the class of children have HIV and AIDS, and that was, you know, that was massive for us to even comprehend. And we saw through the villages that we went to and even in the cities that a lot of women didn't have the rights to be able to be prepared for safe sex, and they weren't allowed to have the contraception, and there wasn't the contraception there. Mm-hmm. So we really came back and we were, you know, it shocked us a lot. And I think what shocked us even more is that when we came back, we realised that even, you know, living in a Western world and a developed country, even in our own home and our own condom market, there wasn't that opportunity, there wasn't the choice there for women. So women are also marginalised. So we saw that and really saw a huge opportunity for change, and we knew that we had to do something.
And how will Opaque help women worldwide?
So we're starting a business that is 100% for impact, and that impact is encouraging women to feel proud and empowered when speaking about sexual pleasure and preparing for safe sex. And longer term, we want to spread this movement around the world, including providing financial support for women who don't have the same resources for sexual health.
Why do you think it is that women feel embarrassed and judged when buying condoms?
Well, we are really prime examples of this. It wasn't really until this year that Georgie and I have gone and bought condoms ourselves. And then we actually stopped and thought about why this is and why we thought that, you know, we couldn't do that. And so really what we want to say to women and what Opaque is all about is women knowing that it actually is our role, and women should feel empowered and, you know, proud to buy condoms. We should feel like we can actually prepare for safe sex.
How does creating condoms targeting women help to change this?
Well, basically, it's historical. It's such a social norm that's embedded in society, and it's, you know, it's evident in the condom market. women don't have the power. It's, you know, the men that have control and the men that have the power. And, you know, you see today that really the history is unchanged, and it's unchanged behaviour as well. And women have almost allowed it to be like this. They've allowed men to have that responsibility. This market and behaviour has never really been challenged. So that's where we really want to come in and challenge that and say, right, well, just because it's been this way for so long, it doesn't mean it always has to be. So we see a completely different future for women, and we see women feeling empowered and having that control.
It's about opening that huge gap in the market where each woman has the power in their own hands to be in charge of their own destiny, and the power to take responsibility, to make choices and no longer remain satisfied, relying on someone else to take care of their future.
What's next for OPAQ?
So our next step really is a mock-up of our packaging, and we're looking at the first round of fundraising condoms to sell. So we want to make the condoms perfect, getting down to those important things like size, colour, texture, all the fun things. Yeah, so it's really exciting.
And we feel like condoms are everyone's business. We talk to mum, grandma, everyone about our business, and we've realised if you don't need them, your friends or your mum or your daughter or son might, and it could be the perfect present to put under the Christmas tree or as a present.
And how can we get involved?
So we have a website up and running, and you just head onto it and subscribe, and you can keep up to date with everything. We'll be sending out emails, just updating everyone on how we are travelling, and our Facebook and Instagram at OPAQ Products, and just keep in touch with us, really. We'd love to hear from you and get involved with this great movement.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.